Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to switch topics slightly, but actually pick up on some of the things that were mentioned in the previous presentation. And the title of this talk is Event Level Associations of MSM Social and Sexual Networking Websites and Sexual Behaviors. Just a little bit of background. While it's been estimated that between 2.5 and 6.5 million MSM use virtual tools for sexual connections, the exact number is unknown. Producing an estimate that accounts for both physical interactions that result from a connection made via the internet and those that occur only online, for example, online sexual activity, remains a challenge. So one of the things that we're interested in looking at is what is online behavior and people engaging in online sex, and what does that look like? Half studies specific to MSM suggest that internet usage rates for this group are higher than for other men, and approximately 40% of MSM have reported seeking sex partners using the internet. Some research has also identified high rates of sexual risk behavior among MSM who meet sexual partners on the internet, although that research is still really mixed about what constitutes high risk and how much more at risk these people might actually be. Suggestions that sexual risk behavior may be more common among MSM who meet partners online than those who meet partners elsewhere, and the internet used to find sex partners has been implicated in the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. While recent literature is focused on the use of technology and increased behavioral risk for HIV acquisition, there's really limited information that exists about the day-to-day use of online social and sexual networks among gay and bisexual men, and then the associations with using these products and these platforms with actual offline sexual encounters. Reliance on retrospective measures, example, how many times in the past 90 days have you done X, Y, or Z, may mean the current studies over or underestimate actual behavior prevalence. And an alternative to this is using a daily diary approach, allowing researchers to capture as close to the event's occurrence as information about the characteristics of a specific sexual event, thereby reducing the overall recall bias that's common with other methods. Additionally, diaries also facilitate repeated measures across a large volume of events. So the study design that we used for this particular study was part of a larger study, and we used a subset of participants who were enrolled in a longitudinal daily diary component that had them complete 30-day sexual diaries. For those of you that aren't familiar with daily diaries, it really is logging on and taking a survey every single day for a 30-day period, just like you would fill out a single behavioral cross-sectional, but over time. So you're asked within a 24-hour window a number of questions, and you repeat those questions over and over for 30 days. Participants were informed that they would receive a daily email reminder that would ask them to return to the study website each day, and they'd complete a short survey about their sexual practices during the course of the 4 weeks. Embedded in the daily email was a web link that directed participants to the daily survey, which took approximately 5 minutes to complete each day, depending on what behaviors they'd engaged in. And pertinent to the current project, these diaries measure daily occurrence of internet use behaviors, pornography behaviors, including pornography being viewed and reasons for viewing. So we did this in collaboration with Online Buddies Incorporated, who are the owners and operators of a website called Manhunt, as well as a mobile application called Jacked. The internet-based data collection was a broadcast, so it's an email broadcast that went out to their membership base. It's a national sample of Manhunt, and at the time, D-List was another one of their products. Men ranged in age from 18 to 86, and it was across all 50 states. We asked them, and this is only for, they started by taking a single cross-sectional survey, which had 375 items, and then from that we enrolled people into the daily diary components. But the questions that we're going to look at today, so we asked people, during the past day, in which internet behaviors have you engaged? There was 14 different options. Some examples included, I checked email, I visited a social networking website, I looked for a sexual partner using an internet website. And we asked them approximately how much time did you spend on websites with sexual content or looking at sexual content on other websites in the past 24 hours, and what were the main reasons that you visited websites with sexual content or looked at sexual content on other websites in the past 24 hours. We, as I mentioned earlier, were interested in seeing how sort of online behaviors translated to offline practice. So we asked, did you find someone online that you wanted to have sex with? Did you physically meet up with someone for sex? How long did you chat with this person before meeting up? Was this the first time that you'd ever met this person for sex? And remember, they were asked these questions every single day in sort of real time about whether or not they'd had these things occur. So the demographics, the larger study sample, the cross-sectional one, was 27,000 participants, and then we enrolled just under 4,000 people into the diary portion of it. And so I'm just giving you the demographics of those who took the diaries. It was primarily a white sample, 82% of individuals identifying as being Caucasian. it was median or and mean age were around 32, but you see that there is actually a nice spread of ages, with 30 to 39 being the highest category, and relatively well-educated, with 60% having a bachelor's degree or higher. In terms of relationship status, not surprisingly, we're recruiting from sort of sexual networking websites or dating websites. So just over half of people said they were single, not currently dating anyone, which makes sense given where we were recruiting participants. However, if you collapse all of those other options down, that does mean that still about 45% of people were in some type of romantic relationship for given periods of time. And then we asked them just general quality of life health status questions just to demonstrate that overall these participants would be classified as being in good health or excellent health. So we weren't really looking at a clinic-based population that might have particular health issues. So looking at behaviors, and what you're seeing here in terms of numbers, are these are actually the number of diary days. Because remember, each participant, there's 3,800 of them, could take up to 30 diaries. And so these are the number of days in which these events occurred, as opposed to number of participants. Not surprising, if you look at internet behaviors, checking email and using a computer to access the internet fall relatively high up. But we do have people visiting social and sexual networking websites about 64% of all days, 70% of all days. And then we have other types of things going on, so whether or not people were using mobile phones to access the internet, whether they were looking at online pornography, whether they were looking for health-related information, which comes out at only 6% of days compared to the other types of things they're doing, whether or not people are using webcams. They contributed a total of 35,022 diary days. Among all days, 64% were associated with visiting a social or sexual networking website. The most common reason for going online to use these websites was because I check it regularly, followed by for fun and to see who was online. So none of those answers are necessarily because I was looking for sex or trying to find sex, but much more common, this is just part of my routine behaviors. Looking again at just to see what the options that people put as to why they were going online, you did see people, as I said, that were looking for fun and to see who was online. Sometimes it was to chat with other men. We asked specifically if you were looking for, but not looking for, but open to the idea of hooking up or actually meeting someone offline, or if you were there looking specifically to find somebody for sex in that particular moment. As for the questions then about did you find someone you want to have sex with, so out of all of the days, yes, it was about 30% of days that someone said, yes, I found someone that I wanted to have sex with. But from that 30%, it was less than half the times that, yes, we physically met up for sex. So, in fact, they identified individuals they'd be interested in having a sexual encounter with. Less than half the time, that resulted in going out and meeting someone. From that, if it was the first time they'd met up, it was only 24% of those days. So 75% of all events in which someone did have sex was actually sex with a partner with whom they'd had sexual behaviors before. And then we asked, how long had you been chatting with this person or engaging in some sort of conversation? And you saw that about 30 minutes to hour was the most commonly reported answer. Among all days in which men visited sexual networking websites, only 30% resulted in finding a person. Of those, 42.6% resulted in meeting up with that person. And 76% were sexual partners they'd engaged in sex with previously. Some of the limitations that exist within this data, we do have an inability to link sexual behaviors directly to partners. So if you had more than one sexual partner in a given day, the way the questions are asked are just, did you do this in the last 24 hours? So we don't know the directionality or if there's characteristics of those partners. And we don't know the sequence of events. So technically, you could have used the internet first and then gone out and had sex, or you could have had sex in that day and then gone home and used the internet. And so we can't look at the relationship between those things. And there's unknown characteristics about the individuals with whom they were interacting with or engaging in offline behavior with. So as much as we know about what they were doing in real time, we don't have a level of detail about who the partners were, condom use with those partners. We do actually have condom data, but that's not being presented today. But there's some limitations about the characteristics of the other people and what that relationship looked like. So while it's often assumed that gay and bisexual men's use of sexual networking websites create opportunity for sexual risk, these data really provide an event-level perspective that demonstrates online sexual network does not necessarily translate into physical interaction offline. So one of my criticisms around sort of public health and practitioners talking about online sex and men using online apps is there's this assumption that anyone that's logging onto Grindr or anything else is then subsequently having unprotected anal intercourse in a hallway or in a bathroom or whatever that might be. It seems that 90% of the time people are on it because they're bored, they're sitting at the airport, they're in a conference room not paying attention to a presentation, but they may or may not actually be then following through with the sexual behavior. And when we talk about sexual risk, there is no sexual risk from interacting with someone online. You actually have to have physical interaction for there to then be HIV transmission risk or other STDs. And so I'm really trying to encourage people to rethink of not just do you use these products, but how are they really used and what does the scope of that look like? I'd like to acknowledge Devin Hensel, Michael Reese, David Novak, Online Buddies Research Institute, and of course all the study participants. We do an annual study since 2009 with these participants on various topics, and so it's always nice to get them to participate. And I will take questions, but I will take questions at the end. And I'm keeping this one short because Vanessa's going to go a little bit long. So thank you very much.